Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday's pitiful offensive performance. And I saw the, it felt like rock bottom, and I hope it is for the offense at least.
Oh boy.
And this team is 8-9. I don't want to act like, oh my gosh, they've lost 7 in a row or something. But yesterday, other than Bobby Wood Jr., literally nobody else did anything. And they were going up against a guy that historically has beat them up as a franchise, but this year had a 7+ ERA entering the outing, and you were playing in the Bronx, so you were thinking, okay, this is your game to break through offensively. And you ran into like a home run derby, except they had 3 or 4 of them and you had one.
And they're very good at hitting home runs. So they did the thing that they're good at, right? The Yankees. I don't like Lugo. Like, they're the number one home run team in baseball for a reason. But God, Cole, if that's not rock bottom, what the hell is? The only person who got a hit yesterday was Bobby Wood Jr.
It's almost easier to, I don't know if you guys agree, and this is not excusing the pitiful offense, but when you have a game in which only one player is really doing anything for you, I almost can
flush it a little easier.
Yeah, because look, okay, if they had 6 or 7 hits and then they're just not getting guys home, or it's Bobby and Vinny only, and whatever, getting hits and things like that, and you're like, oh my gosh, they're not getting anything from the rest of the lineup. When it is so we can say whatever we want about the offense and how bad it is right now. If we all pull back and are honest with ourselves, we also know they're not as bad as what we saw last night, as in getting 2 or 3 hits and only one player accounting for those. That's, that's why I can flush it a little bit easier. Like, there's no way they're not going to be the worst offense in baseball, which is what last night would make them. So that's what I mean by it's easier almost to move on. But it still is the bigger issue that we all have witnessed through the first, 18 days or so of the big league season.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point. There is a drop dead date, in my opinion, in which we no longer discuss this as it's a slow start for the offense. And we have to admit to ourselves, and they do too, that this is just a bad offense. The biggest leap I'm having a hard time doing is last year, they were at the very least a mediocre offense. I thought slightly better than that for a chunk of the season, where they kind of got themselves more together overall, where I felt like they were there. And they added an extra bat they didn't have last year. So there's no reason for them on paper to be a worse offense than they were 1 year ago today. But if 2 weeks from now, they're still scoring 3 runs a game, they're still walking at the 29th highest rate in baseball, I think they're at right now, they still got half of their roster hitting below .215, I think.
Yeah. Someone says
we're still there. Yeah. We're probably just talking about a bad offense, and that they're going to have to try to find ways to solve that either through the minor league system, early trades, or just pray that they can pitch well enough to stay .500 until the trade deadline.
Yeah. I mean, it's venturing towards that. I think still, it's the way we approach baseball when there's 162 games. It's very easy to look at the first 2.5 weeks and think that defines the entire season. One thing we've all agreed on is you can dig yourself such a hole that you can't get out of. Well, fortunately, they're not in a hole. The offense has sucked and they are still one game under .500. And I'm not saying that that they can continue to hit like this and still be a 500 team the entire year. But my point is, like, the doom and gloom and acting like, oh my gosh, they're just already screwed and it's over when they're one game under 500 on April 15th. That's sorry. Like, that's, you're not going to get me. You're not going to get me on board. Yeah. You're not going to get me on board for that. Like someone said, how sure are we this isn't going to be the worst offense in baseball?
Because they were last year.
Because Bobby Witt Jr. was an MVP candidate a year ago. Salvador Perez was a silver slugger a year ago. Jonathan India was top five in on-base percentage, or walks, I'm sorry, a year ago. Vinny Pasquantino almost had 100 RBI last year until he got hurt.
He's actually on pace for 100 RBI still this year.
So that's why. Am I telling you that they're going to make the improvement we all hope that they would see? Yeah, I'm very skeptical now, of course, that that's possible. You asked the question, like, why do I think they won't be the worst offense in baseball? Yeah, they're frankly, like, 5-9 is a problem. 1-4, they still have too many dudes where that's not going to allow them to be the worst. Am I concerned? Are we all concerned? All that is true. But you said there needs to be a drop dead date. What's that date for you where you think, okay, no, this offense is going to be bottom 10 in baseball?
Probably like 2-3 weeks. Like, I think that's
it's
probably
middle of
the
May
number
for me. It's middle of May for
okay,
me.
Okay, so we're not way far off. If I'm saying 3 weeks, I'm in the first week of May. Because at that point, then it's not just everyone's off to a slow start and it's 2 weeks and so what? And it's like, we're like a quarter of the way through the baseball season and you guys aren't doing it. The thing that does give me, and I think you, some peace of mind is I've watched slow starts from a pitching staff, from an offensive perspective, bury Royals teams in April. I've watched it sink the entire damn season. They're 8-9. Nothing sunk. Like, they're not, like, in a position where they can't win three in a row because the offense scores. Because the thing is, based on the way they continue to pitch, if they averaged 5 runs a game for the next week, they might go 6-1 at this rate. I don't think that had actually happened, but you get the point. Is that if they do find some offensive mojo, the bigger concern on this game last night in particular was Carrasco has been bad. He was struggling immediately in this start. He's walking guys. His pitch count was crazy. He gives up the homer to Bobby, and you're like, okay, time to get to the pitching staff who's not doing so hot. Yankee Stadium, hitter-friendly ballpark. Let's take advantage of these things. Let's find a way to get something going offensively. And the only one singular player in the entire lineup was capable of getting a hit last night, and that was Bobby Witt Jr. Damn.
Oh, it's brutal to watch right now. Like, it's not enjoyable to watch. It's definitely not enjoyable to watch, and it's brutal. And obviously, they're back at it again tonight in the Bronx. And this was a big road trip. We said that. So I don't want to act like it's not one anymore. We said it's a huge 10-game stretch. First against Cleveland. They lost that series. They lost 2 out of 3. They still got a couple more here against the Yankees. Still have a shot to win the series. They dropped the first one, though. So, you know, you're trying to, as you said the other day, how long throughout the season can you avoid the 3-plus game losing streak? Okay, well, they've lost 2 in a row.
That's the most they've lost in a row so far this year.
Can they get a stopper tonight? Whether it's offense or pitching, to where they prevent the 2-game losing streak becoming 3? And they've been able to do that. That's why they've been right around 500 the first 20 games or whatever of the season. That's the reason why they've avoided it dragging out and becoming this long skid. So that's where they're in position for. But I'll say a month, because by the time we get to a month from now offensively, they would have played the rest of this Yankees series. They would have had the Tigers. They would have already played the Astros again. You're into the month of May. You have a couple turns through rotation for other teams too, and so you get a better feel of where they're at. That will tell me if it's May 15th and we're talking about this offense still being, what are they now?
Not having a bad day.
27th, 28th in baseball or something like that. If that's ultimately what they end up being, then we can say, okay, this might be who they are. But I think it's still, I don't expect everybody to agree with me, but on April 15th, I still completely disagree with the notion.
Like
we just already know on April 15th that the offense, this is it. This is who they are all year. Like that's crazy to me. Why do I have more faith that I think the pitching, this is who they are to a certain extent? Because again, sample size, I know what I've seen Cole Reagans do what he's doing right now. I've seen it. We've all seen Seth Lugo at his best before. Chris Bubich is the question mark. Can he keep it up? That's a fair one. But when we're looking through the bullpen, guys like Carlos Estevez and Lucas Hursig, I've seen throughout their career what they are doing. So that's why is it possible that I think the pitching can hold up, but the offense will improve and won't keep playing at this level? I have information. I have data. We all do. We've seen it.
Honestly, kudos to their pitching for getting them to 8-9 because they solely deserve the credit for doing this. Here are the 6 worst teams in baseball based on current record right now and runs scored. Just record. Nationals, Pirates, Braves, Twins, White Sox, and Rockies. Notice if you sense a trend, here are the worst offenses in baseball.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Chicago White Sox, Minnesota Twins, Texas Rangers, the Royals, and the Rockies. They're the only team who's like hovering at 500, still scoring the number of runs they're scoring. They are the second worst offense in all of baseball as it sits right now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.